Independent Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprint, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this June the 10th on the West Coast, now June the 11th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome all those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world and on BlogTalkRadio.com. Well, we're into day 52, depending on where you are on the planet, of this disaster, this Gulf of Mexico oil geyser, or volcano, however you want to describe it. Certainly the media has chosen the word spill, and I remind the listeners that spills occur from the top down, not from down upward. Unless, of course, maybe you're on the moon or out in space, then the spill goes in every direction. What's being done about it? Well, we, as far as I know, just spin. But tonight's guest has been talking to folks down in that area where he originally hails from. He is a former U.S. Marine from 1967 through 1977. He hosts his own talk radio show on Wind Talkers Radio Network and on blogtalkradio.com. He is also a researcher, a master electrician, or I could say electronic technician as well. And he is my good friend, brought to us by way of the late Marianne Ponder, Drew Malone Raines III. Drew, welcome to the show.
Well, I thought it was Skype that we got connected. I didn't know Marianne was out there. I mean, Marianne Ponder had brought us together. That's a fact. I give kudos to her 100%. She's out there in the cheerleaders with her baseball bat. Pay attention! Pay attention! Yeah, she was a godsend in and of itself. And you're right. We've got the cover-up of all cover-ups going on. And people aren't there. To be quite honest with you, I want to quote Lance Corporal Wilson, United States Marine Corps, 24 years old, passed away, or we should say passed away, was killed this year in March 2010. And on the door to his barracks, he said, he wrote on the door of his barracks, Congress and the United States Senate are out to lunch. And the American people are at the mall or down at Walmart. Very apropos saying for a Lance Corporal, 24 years old, who gave up his life to a roadside bomb in Afghanistan, and a man that believed in God, believed in his country, believed in the leaders, and believed in the Corps, and he was let down by all of the above, except God. God never leaves us out of the picture. And down in the Gulf of Mexico, on day 52, as Major General Smedley Darlington Butler would say, war is a racket. It's all fascism. He didn't say it's all fascism. He said war is a racket. And why did he say that? It's because, in my words, it's all fascism. These Illuminatis, these Khazarian Jews, these Rothschilds, Nazi, fascist, Marxist, Stalinists have taken control, and we, the people of America, Don, are not getting the truth presented to us because, as Lance Corporal Williams said, America is at Walmart. Americans are just, it doesn't affect them in New Jersey. It doesn't affect them in Colorado. How stupid are these people? It's like the lady that called in on the Glenn Beck show and makes the asinine statement that you played last night. I rolled in the floor. Matthew and I couldn't stop laughing while you were playing that clip of that ignorant woman.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing.
Blew me away. I mean, it drew me out. As God, I don't believe this stupidity of this woman. She thinks that the government's got the money. That the money comes from the government to pay welfare. Where does she think fish come from and food? And what about the gasoline that goes in her car? Where does she think that's going? The cover up. And people in America don't realize the fishing industry and the oil industry are synonymous with the coastline of the United States and the Gulf of Mexico. They have no clue. They think that this is just one oil well or two oil wells. There's thousands, ladies and gentlemen, of oil wells. In the Oil and Gas Journal Review, published in Tulsa, Oklahoma, called over there today and asked a specific question, and the lady, she says, give me 2 minutes and I'll go back and pull. We have that on file. Question was, how many offshore workers are registered in the United States of America to work in the United States of America on offshore rigs? Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for this answer? 72,000 active men and, believe it or not, women work right now, are employed by the oil industry for offshore work. 72,000. We're not talking about an industry that employs 10 people like a 7-Eleven store. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to believe the next figure. That figure I just gave you was just for the Gulf of Mexico, employed by oil companies registered with the United States government.
Now, Drew, is it true that there's at least 7,000 wells, active wells, in the Gulf of Mexico right now?
Yes, and that doesn't mean that 7,000 platforms, that 7,000 wells, some of the platforms may have 20 or even 36 wells.
Mm-hmm.
On the platform.
Yeah. Well, I'm just speaking. I don't think you could sail through the Gulf if all those had platforms. You wouldn't be able to squeeze.
Yeah. If each one was a platform by itself, I don't think we'd have any super tankers in the Gulf. Much less, we wouldn't have a lot of fishermen out there. They'd be fighting all the offspray of the leak of oil that comes off of these wells.
Yeah. So it's
and this brings me to Dr. Mike Castle, if I may expand on Dr. Mike Castle.
Sure, go ahead.
Dr. Mike Castle is an American who believes in honor and justice. He's been out here for a number of years as a Palomar, and Dr. Castle, please forgive me if I mispronounce that, as a Palomar chemist.
A polymer chemist. Yeah.
Polymer.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you. I knew I could get somebody to correct me with a baseball bat. As a polymer chemist, Dr. Castle was out here not after this catastrophe, but 10 or 12 or even 14 years ago, before anybody ever heard of a possible catastrophe in the Gulf of Mexico, because the 1,500 wells or platforms that are in the Gulf of Mexico, and that gives a take. I didn't get the exact figure. She told me about 1,500. She'd get back to me with the exact figure and before the closing time of today, but she never did. And remember, I called her at 3 o'clock my time, 1 hour before my show, and they close at the Oil and Gas Journal. They close their offices at 4:30, so she'll probably call me tomorrow with the exact figure. She just said it was estimated about 1,500 wells, platforms. Mm-hmm. Now, some of those platforms are right there on the shore, meaning right at the shoreline, within maybe 100 or 200 yards. Maybe some of them are half a mile out. You can see them readily from the beaches.
Yeah.
But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw this at you. When you think about all of this, Dr. Castle, a polymer, I'll get it right in a minute, polymer chemist, came up with a prevention of oil catastrophe coming off of a platform rig in the ocean, or how about a platform rig in fresh water, or in the swamplands of any state. A lot of people don't know Texas has swamplands. Louisiana obviously has swamplands. Most people used to think that Louisiana was the largest swampland state in the United States until they visited Florida. And there are swamplands in Mississippi, swamplands in Alabama, and obviously there are swamplands in Florida. How many of you know that there are swamplands in Georgia or South Carolina? Many of you think, wow. But in some of these places, in some of these swamplands, especially Louisiana and Florida, there are wells, and they are considered ocean wells or freshwater wells or platform wells, just like what you have in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, when all this said done, Dr. Castle, he is this polymer chemist, sees a problem is leakage of oil and what's the best way to collect it. And he creates a powder, patents it, and it's not for sale. Oh, you can have it. You can produce it. And why would you not want to sell a patent if somebody came to you and asked you for $5 million, you know, said, hey, Don, I'll give you $5 million. The problem I see, Don, is that the same thing happened to the electric car.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody behind the scenes goes in and buys the patent for the electric car that can go from New York to California nonstop, and they hide the patent back there in their vaults, and they've lost it because they don't know which vault they stuck it in or which file folder they stuck it in, because they've been stealing and buying patents for tires that would give 2 million miles on a tire, or on a carburetor give a lifetime use of 25 years. They hide this out there, and that's what Dr. Castle's done. He's, you know, why should I sell this? Because if I sell this, BP will put it over in a file, and then they'll use it for themselves whenever they want to, but not if they don't want to.
Yeah, they'll put it on a shelf and sequester it from the rest of the public.
Exactly, and that's what I feel is going on exactly right now. There are ways to stop mark my words, ladies and gentlemen, there's a difference here between stopping this catastrophe of the volcano of oil and the cleanup. Two different things. A lot of talk show hosts out there that I've listened to in the last 3 days got really upset, Don. They don't know the difference.
Oh, yeah.
And they can't ask. They say, oh, well, we've got these people over here. We've got this solution, and it's going to stop this. Wait a minute. Fine. outstanding. Stop the volcano if you can. If you can stop 70,000 pounds of pressure in per square inch, more power to you. But what about the cleanup? What about the millions, not hundreds, not thousands, not tens of thousands, millions of animals, sea otters, nutrients, ducks, pelicans,
seagulls,
and the tons of millions of
porpoises.
Fish,
yeah,
and porpoises, and
game
other
fish.
Sea life.
Yes, things we eat, things that help us survive.
How about things we don't eat that these other animals eat?
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. We have a solution. We have a way to clean up. And Dr. Castle, he didn't come on the scene yesterday or last Monday or 2 weeks ago or three weeks ago when he first came on your show 21 days ago on day 34 or 32, 31. On day 31, Dr. Castle was on your show and mentioned his product, a polymer chemist with a solution to clean up, to prevent the oil from coming ashore. And here we are, 21 days later, everybody's walking around looking for some extra toilet paper, sequestering the people in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana. And we even have bloggers out there that think they're doing something by getting off of their posterior and driving over to Plaquemines Parish, which I applaud them. I shake their hands for doing that. And they shoot pictures. But the pictures they shot are from the areas that were not totally sequestered off and shot off to where they couldn't get in. So they come back to their nice little cushy little leather chair, grab their girlfriend, have a little loving matinee at 2 o'clock in the morning while they preview their films and edit their film. They come back. We didn't see any oil. There's a big lie. There's not any oil on the shores of Plaquemines Parish. We were there. We got off our posterior and went over there and drove our van up and down Plaquemines Parish. What did we find? We found thousands of people with identifications. 1, 2, 3, 4 different identification tags around their neck telling them who they were, what the responsibilities they had, and what company they worked for, and where they could go and couldn't go, and what hotel they stayed in. You ever heard of the term, your papers, please? Your papers, please! Your papers, please!
Yeah, you're describing a war zone is what you're describing. It's being...
And the people...
It's being run like...
Teenagers, the high school kids, the young women and men that are between the age of as young as 11 to as old as 24, who've never been in the military, who've never been outside of Plaquemines Parish, who've never seen military control, are scared to death to talk to people they don't even know in fear of going to jail. I didn't mean to talk about the oil rig, but I do want to give an update. It's on my news and views, if I may mention this, and I'll shut off with this, the oil problem. On day 50, Grand Isle, Louisiana, James C. Scott, for those of you who don't know who James C. Scott is, James C. Scott is an independent reporter who has financial backing and travels around the United States doing individual reports and videography and sells that back to those that are willing to pay for it. Well, he is one of the people that did get into Plaquemines Parish and did rent a plane and flew out over the Gulf of Mexico and around Plaquemines Parish, unlike a gentleman from Texas who drove over in a van and was, in my eyes, was basically steered off into areas where it was really clean. He did see a lot of these people with their tags. He saw a lot of UN vehicles, but he didn't see any oil problem. But I think he was just steered into areas where there weren't any problems done, because James, he doesn't say, hell no, I'm just going to lick my wounds and go back to my hotel room. I didn't see anything. He goes over to a neighboring parish and rents a plane and flies out over the Gulf, turns on his cameras and shoots some of the most horrific pictures around Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana, that would scare the living daylights out of you, ladies and gentlemen. And it's on YouTube. You can type it in if you don't want to wait for my news and views in the morning. Just type in Day 50, Grand Isle. And James C. Scott. I mean, James C. Fox.
Fox. Yeah, I was going to say.
I meant Fox. James C. Fox. F-O-X. His video will come up, and his rant on his video will be there for you to plainly see. And if you've got the guts, if you've got the composure, watch part two. And part two is his interview that was done with Mel the other night with Veritas Radio.
Yeah, Mel Fabregas. Yeah,
Fabergé. And Mel, on Mel's show, but this is laid down to videos of pictures of Plaquemines Parish where, Plaquemines Parish in Grand Isle, where he was able to shoot pictures of animals. Now, ladies and gentlemen, until you literally kill somebody and they die in your arms, or a friend of yours is killed and they die in your arms, your compassion for an animal that has done nothing except try to live and live free and live in liberty. An animal who has no knowledge of what that black stuff is. You really are not going to be able to watch this video. It's going to be really tough, because it's not one or two or three or four animals. The pictures depict one, two, three, and four as it goes through, but it's millions of animals. And a lot of people out there don't understand. Well, you know, so a snake is dies because of this. Snakes have a purpose on the Gulf, ladies and gentlemen. Alligators have a purpose on the Gulf. Gar is a fish that doesn't do anything except scavenge. It's got nothing, basically, it's the boniest thing you ever want to be around. I know some Negroes in Louisiana that love gar. It's spelled G-A-R, gar. Boniest fish ever existed. It's as bad as a piranha and when it comes to meat on its bones. But what it does is it eats the rotten vegetation and the rotten fish that are dying, that are dead, and makes fertilize out there, pumps it right back out and fertilize. And when it dies, it's another fertilization for the soil, for the seabed that other animals eat, that shrimp eat. It's a food chain. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, these fish cannot breathe after they get, they are doing everything they can to swim around and get away from the oil. Nature, God has a built-in mechanism somewhere. But when they're totally surrounded, it's just like they're in a fishbowl on your table if you you take four cups of water that you've thrown into a microwave and boiled it, and then let it get nice and cold, and poured it in there, the bottle, those four cups of water into that bowl with that fish, and it's been in that water for like 4 or 5 hours, and all of a sudden you think you're giving him some water, and you're giving him water with no air, and he dies within 30 minutes. That's what's happening in the Gulf. And we as Americans are out to lunch with Congress and the United States Senate. Or we're at the theater, the ball game, at the mall, or Walmart. And Don, I want to applaud you. I've got a number of micro-broadcasters out here that are with Wind Talkers radio network from around the world that would like to thank you and BBS Radio for y'all's continuing effort to get the truth out here.
Well,
allowing them to rebroadcast your shows.
It's
as well as other shows on BBS Radio.
Yeah, it's what we do, Drew, the best of our ability, just like you do on that network. It's the reason I do the show is to tell people, share with them what I know, whether it's something I research or something someone else brings to me, because there are a lot of good researchers out there. They don't all have a voice. Or they don't have the means to get the message out. So, like you say, we network. We share the information. Information is useless if somebody's hoarding it for themselves. And certainly, you can't do that with the truth. We have an obligation to share that with people. So,
well, it's we look at all the things out there. And it's like Melissa Hopkins. She does a radio show that Wind Talkers carries. It's also located on Blog Talk Radio. It's also located on Veritas Radio. And it's only 2 days a week. Nice show about politics from Washington, D.C. She called me last night, about 30 minutes before your show, and asked me how I continue doing what I do every day, 6 days a week, and why doesn't it take me down? Why? And I told her, I says, there are days that I feel like I can take on Barack Obama and Biden and Pelosi and Reed, and they can be on the 50-yard line with a football and with a full battalion of Army personnel, and I'm on the 49-yard line on my side, and I'm going to beat the living snot out of them. And then there are days that I feel like I'm sitting on my side with Sherman tanks on the 10-yard line, on their 10-yard line, and I can't even move forward one inch. Some days I can take it really good all day long, Don, and some days I just have to walk away. And thank God, I own my own home. I own this God's little green 2/3 of an acre, and I've my little mini rinky dink 1,100 square foot house sits in the middle, and I farm all around it. I got a garden on one side, a garden on the other side. As you look at the property, I got a garden behind the property. I got bees in the front yard. And I'm not going to give up. They can close down the grocery stores. There might be a few things out there I'll miss, like butter and milk, because I don't drink milk. But I can survive a lot longer than anybody else can. And how many of you out there can do that, ladies and gentlemen? Don Nikoloff, you're about to network with Daryl Dickinson, a big Longhorn cattle rancher and an opponent of the National Animal Identification System. He and about 50 other farmers nationwide have been fighting the United States government on the National Animal Identification System, which is the preparation of a national identification system on the human being, and they have successfully beaten back the government. You're going to meet that man later this week, and he's not too far from you. Am I mistaken?
Well, he's a few hours away. Let's put it that way.
Good. So he's in the southeastern.
He's in the southeast.
Eastern point, southern section of Ohio.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
a better term.
Yeah.
So and because of where you live in a major metropolitan area, my point is, and what I've asked you to do months ago, is to network with him, because if the manure starts flying and the fan starts spreading it out, you got to be out of the city. And what better place to be than on a ranch that raises beef, turkey, pork, and has vegetables growing everywhere? Kind of like self-sufficient 1780 style, right? No, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'll see his place eventually, so I'm looking forward to that, and I've heard from you and others that he's got the best product in the whole world in that regard, as far as storable foods in the meat area, and
not in the fish.
That's right.
And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, all of this leads back to the Gulf of Mexico. If we don't have fish, seafood, coming out of the Gulf of Mexico for the United States, where are you going to get it? The people in Vietnam, ladies and gentlemen, the government of Vietnam are thrilled. The Chinese government are thrilled. The fishermen of Indonesia are thrilled to death that this is going on in the Gulf of Mexico, because now they're going to be able to charge an arm and a leg for shrimp and other fish products, specifically shrimp. They've already taken over the tuna industry. We don't have a tuna canning factory in America anymore. Did you know that, Don?
Not even in Alaska, huh?
Not even in Alaska. We do not even have a sardine factory. The last sardine factory. One of the best fish money could buy. One of the best nutrients the man can have in his body. There are no more sardines canning companies in the United States of America. Therefore, the safeguards for the proper canning of sardines, the proper shipment of sardines came to an end 2 months ago. I did not know that sardines was the number one fish source on the planet for a human being, for the vitamins that we require.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know that until I read the article on the closing of this plant.
Why
do they think they're doing it, Don? Do you feel as I do? America is the third largest country in the world with 340 million. The third largest. Those of you that didn't know it, China China is number one. India is number two. But with the death and repopulation rate, China will be number two by August 1st, 2010. Kind of makes you wonder, Don, why all of this New World Order agenda is going down when you personally, how many shows have you done, Don, on the fact that the New World Order wants to murder the population of this planet and reduce it to 500 million?
Well, at least 100.
Would you not think that this is a pretty darn good step in this Gulf fiasco?
Well, if we allow it to get out of hand, yes. If we take action and use our brains and network together and show solidarity and a genuine concern for what's happening, and really an understanding of it, you know, just to put out the message and have it fall upon deaf ears is a waste of time. It's a way to spin your wheels, so to speak. You know, there are solutions, and we have to promote those solutions. And tell those that refuse to acknowledge it to just get out of the way. We don't have to succumb to their wishes. Or, you know, people are going to have to wake up. I mean, you know, even as you often say, you know, good old Joe Sixpack with his pack of hot dogs and his bag of potato chips is going to get mad when they try taking those away. So
that's his seven-course dinner, Don.
Yeah.
His seven-course dinner, i.e. his hot dog and his six-pack and his 48-inch plasma television with his cable hookup. And God forbid, turn off the power, and he doesn't have any of that, because if you turn the power off, he has no way to cook his hot dog or keep his beer cold. Because his icebox can't make ice anymore. It's a chain of events, Don, just like the good old country boy.
Mm-hmm.
You turn the power off, he can't get his beer cold, he can't cook his hot dog, can't keep his bread from being stale fast. He has no more ball game to watch, no television to sit there. He still has his leather chair and his old blue hound sitting there underneath him. He lays back and swats flies with his tail. That's about all he's got.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening with the food chain in America. In the discussions that I try to relate, people just don't. People don't listen anymore. Have you noticed that people, they hear you, but they're not listening? Am I missing something out there?
Well, no, you're not. but there are certainly a lot of people that just aren't tuned in. I want to share something with you and the listening audience here. I got an email from somebody that I hear from on occasion, listens to the show, and I suspect reads my work on my website and listens to other shows, listens to your show as well. And I think you've gotten some email from him as well. His name is Mike. He's out in Long Island, New York. He says, what do you see in store for America with this oil apocalypse? I'm hearing and reading all kinds of things like the U.S. will have super earthquakes as fissures open up and break apart the Midwest, mass starvations, martial law, FEMA camps, et cetera, et cetera. I know a lot of that is fear-mongering, but what do you see happening in the future with this? Sorry to trouble you with this. I'm just trying to piece things all together, and every scenario doesn't look good outside of, say, divine intervention or the United Galactic Federation coming in to basically handle, I'll curb the language a bit, handle the reptilians and basically get them off of this planet before they destroy it. And it's signed Mike. Okay, and I wrote back to him, and I said, I've done a series of shows on intention and consciousness. We must set our intention on a desired outcome, not the outcome that has been presented to us. Doing so eliminates the fear, excluding the predetermined likelihoods that follow a parallel path. In other words, they're telling us what they want us to focus our thoughts on, our intention. Yes, it is all fear-mongering. So should we just permit all this to transpire, including the fear, or should we envision and create an alternative outcome? The answer to that question reveals the solution. Then all we must do is pursue what will manifest that solution. What I see doesn't matter if no one else adds their individual and or collective power to mine. I may or may not be powerful enough to affect the change, but others can assist me in bringing about an outcome that is beneficial to all concerned. Taking personal and collective responsibility invites miracles, be they from outside forces or God himself. Doing nothing but fretting over potential outcomes brings about the consequences you describe. We must meet force with force, power with power. The more force and power we summon and then emote from the positive realms, the more likely we will overcome the negativity. In short, doing nothing produces the status quo. Doing what I've described obliterates it. That's really, in the nutshell, what we've got to do, Drew. We can't pretend that this isn't happening. We can't turn away from it, hoping that it goes away. And those of us who are paying attention to it and who are concerned about it are getting pretty ticked off when we see the truth and we see how the truth is being obfuscated, how it's being masked, and they're not really addressing the two issues, as you pointed this out a few moments ago. In fact, I mentioned that to someone this evening. There are two issues here. There's the cleanup and the prevention of the pollution on the shorelines, but we cannot ignore what's happening in the ocean, too. And Dr. Castle's solution will mitigate that to some extent, but then we have this other issue, which is the cause of the whole problem in the first place. And that's the rupture of one or more lines, or one major line, we know that, and possibly other fissures that have opened up, or other well caps that have blown off. Who knows? We're not getting the truth, but we can certainly see that there's a hell of a lot more oil spewing into the waters than what we're being told. And Drew, I'm thousands of miles away from that, and I can see what's going on there. And the fact that that independent media is being kept away. You know, CNN is doing a series of shows on this with Anderson Cooper at late at night when most people are asleep. And he seems to be in a safe place away from people. You don't see any people around. And I say safe place. In other words, they have him posted somewhere to give us the illusion that this is being handled, that the media is handling it. They're not showing the pictures of what's happening there. They show buses, and they show people getting off of the buses. And we hear the stories about these people getting sick to death, and then they're put back on the buses and bussed out of there. You see, we're getting propaganda is what we're getting from the mainstream. We have to act. We have to do things on our own. You know, we put out this request. You did this on your show. I think you were probably the first one, actually, to get people to consider donating money. And you speculated that there were probably some rich people out there that could give large amounts of money to get something started somewhere. And you brought up the fact that Dr. Castle had a product. And I got to thinking, you know, if we asked people, regular everyday people out there, who are going to be affected by this if they don't think they are right now, in a very short time, they're going to be affected. When they're looking for certain types of food in their grocery stores, or when they go to a restaurant to try to order something for dinner, or when they go to the markets, you know, the outdoor markets or the fish markets, or they go on a vacation, they're going to be affected by all of these things. When they see that certain things that they take for granted are no longer even there for them, no longer an option. And we've asked people to contribute, and actually some people have. We say at least a dollar. You said 340 million people. If we just say round it off to 300 million people, and we get half of those people or even one-tenth of those people to make a dollar contribution, That's a start. You see, this product can be manufactured in great quantities, shipped out there, and applied to the situation. Despite what BP wants to do, or despite the laziness of the administration in Washington. Because these mind games and politics and political maneuvering behind the scenes and these Ponzi schemes that they're running with this money, here we got this disaster, and the short-legged Mac Daddy's giving $400 million to Palestine while this is going on in the Gulf? This is insanity, what's going on. We have to recognize this and take action. We are the country, not some usurper who now we know, and I've been saying this for 2 years, Drew, now we know he doesn't have a birth certificate in Hawaii. Haven't I said that? Haven't I said that?
The last I heard, that was at least enough to fill up a pint jar of Jolly Beans.
So, I mean, you know, I'm not shifting the topic, really. I'm just saying that's who's in charge of this. You know, you've got...
By the way, I want all the black jelly beans. I like those.
you've got an oil company acting as if it's the world's army now. Or God, for that matter. This is...
Oh, I was going to say, man, the world army, BS. They're down there like they're treating the rest of us poor people around the world like we're slaves and they're God. Even the sheriff and the Louisiana State Police, and the first day they were there on the scene working with BP, they were at the attitude that BP's doing something. On day four, it was like they were pissed off, like, wait a minute here, these people aren't doing anything except ordering us around. And it took the president of Plaquemines Parish to get off on the radio, WWL radio, and Channel 3 television, and Channel 8 television, and say, enough is enough. You are a law enforcement officer, and you work for me. The sheriff is the chief law enforcement agency of a parish and a county. And the coroner, ladies and gentlemen, of every parish in Louisiana, the parish coroner, and the county coroner of every county in America is the only official that can arrest the sheriff and declare him incompetent. I want to let you know something, little trade secret. In Louisiana, the parish presidents, they got two phone numbers next to their phone on their bedpost. The coroner's office and the sheriff's office. And I got news for you. They know what order to call. There may not be anybody dead out there, but they're going to make sure they got power on their side. Parish presidents are the real God in Louisiana. The sheriff is the senior law enforcement officer, and the president of Plaquemines Parish is told, you either do your job or I'm going to have a coroner come over there and declare you incompetent, and you're going to be arrested. Quote, unquote, to three sheriffs in South Louisiana who were listening to orders from BP. And Don, if you didn't know the acronym BP, that is a swarm of bees flying into the gas tank that's empty and relieving themselves. That's BP.
Drew, I want to take just a short break here. And I want to emphasize the average American's perception of the highest office in the land and where their sustenance, where their providence comes from. Can I play a clip?
Yeah, go right ahead.
This is by special request of Matthew and Larissa in Sochi, Russia. I'm sure.
Let's go to Boca Raton, Florida. She's on the other side, Joe, in Boca Raton. Welcome. You say the Arizona law is wrong. Is that correct?
Yes. I think it's absolutely racist that they're telling the illegal aliens that they can't come into Arizona. They can do what they want to. I mean, we're America. We have to have open...
Wait. You're saying too many things at once. They're saying what?
That we need...
Wait, ma'am. Are you aware of the fact that a country has... borders? Are you aware of that?
I'm saying that we need to get rid of our borders so we can welcome all forms and walks of life.
Of course, you're pulling my leg.
I'm serious. Just look at how your ancestors got here.
Well, they didn't come here illegally. Maybe yours did. How did yours get here? Did they come here illegally?
I don't know, but they got over here somehow, and now
well,
I'm
apparently they pulled from the lowest level of the gene pool for women from where you came from, that you don't even know how a nation is defined. How many people do you think this country could sustain with open borders? Is there a limit, an upper limit in your mind?
I think we could sustain so many people because there's capitalism.
I said how many? How many people are in America today? How many millions?
600 million.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy, we're in trouble, aren't we? So you just guessed at that, I could see, because that's not the correct number. Okay, we'll give you another chance. How many people do you think the United States of America could sustain if we had no borders and anybody could just enter the country? How many people?
We need to put limits on people's income because people are making way too much money and they need to...
So in other words, it's not the number of people here, it's the amount of money people are making.
Yes, it's the greed in America. We need to spread
it
out.
I see. How much money do you make a year, Joe?
Nothing. Right now I'm on a welfare check, but that doesn't matter anymore.
Ah, you're on a welfare check. That's why you're so benevolent with other people's money. So you're telling men like me who work for a living, who pay your welfare check, that I should be limited in how much I make so you can make more money doing nothing?
Well, I think that you don't pay my welfare check. I think Obama pays my welfare check. And I
what do you mean? Obama pays it out of his pocket? Where does Obama get the money from, Joe?
I don't know his stash. I don't know where he gets it. But the main thing is...
What do you mean you don't know where he gets it from? It's called the public treasury. Where does the money come from into the public treasury, Joe?
Illegal aliens who work for and then they pass the money to the government.
Joe, you're a very sick person. I really pity you, Joe, and you never should have been able to get on the show because a man wants to find hell as a place where there is no reason, and you just dragged me into hell, Joe.
Now, Drew, last night I missed...
No, that's a stupid pill factory. He made that drug down to hell. He forgot to mention that that's Al and Drew's stupid pill factory selling extra large bottles to this lady in Florida.
I misquoted the host of that show and said Sean Hannity is actually Michael Savage, and I think you said Glenn Beck before.
I doubled it tonight because I knew it was about Michael Savage even when I said it was earlier.
Once I listened to
that it. Was Michael Savage, and in an interview here on the Michael Savage show, very well done. And I need to shake Michael Savage's head. I thought he did one heck of a fit. I would have lost it with that woman. I'd have been screaming in her face at the stupidity she has. 600 million people. Obama pays my welfare.
and we need
she has no clue of what's going on. Oh, we open the borders for all forms of life. Oh, really? All forms of life. Well, is she a human being?
Yeah. I know. Anything. Yeah, anything goes, okay? Now,
right.
Now you wonder why we have a problem in the Gulf?
Oh, yeah. Remember that black couple up in, Larissa, hook up your board. Larissa, hook up your board.
We're going to do
please?
A remote now from Sochi, Russia.
Well, yeah.
While she's getting that ready, let me just make the comment. The reason I thought it was important to play that is there you have the people, a representation of someone who's living off of the work of everyone else. That's a non-producer living off of the producers, okay? And you have non-producers running the show. And you have foreign entities now. Now, explain to me, what does the UN have to do with this deal? Why is it that the UN needs all these vehicles? Aren't they up there in that little neck of the woods off of Central Park? In, you know, their little country within a country. Most people don't realize that property there is like the Vatican. It's hands off to Americans. It's on our soil, but it's not our soil. What are they parking 5,000 vehicles for down south there? what are there that many people in the UN that they have to park those vehicles down there? They can't park them up in New York. Of course, I'm being a bit facetious here, but let's look at what's going on. What do the sheriffs say about this, or the parish presidents? What do they say about what's going on? Obviously, we know Clackamas Parish. They're saying something there. The sheriff is basically following the orders of BP. Did we vote BP to be our leaders? I mean, you know, what has happened to our Constitution? What has happened to common sense, even? We got the extremes all over the place here. I mean, we might as well send this woman down there to take care of this whole issue in the Gulf, too. She sounds as competent as everybody else. I don't know. What are your thoughts, Drew?
Well, it goes back, all of this, you know, what, you know, the incompetence of this woman and the stupidity of Americans, where they got this attitude that that Obama's got this big time stash of money. Well, where did he get the stash from, number one? Number two is, why aren't people paying attention? Why aren't they getting out of their hands and knees and praying? Dr. Michael Castle's doing everything he can do with a limited amount of funds. And this is a man with a PhD. He has a good income. He's got financial obligations, but he can't just walk away from his obligations and his responsibilities and foot the whole bill. What's a dollar from the welfare people out there that sit down like this idiot in Florida? I mean, you think that that Drew and Al could be multimillionaires with our stupid pill factory? This woman in Florida, she bought the extra large double month supply automatic delivery. Obama's got the borders ought to be open to all living creatures. Okay, well, that's like all living creatures. That means that all the murderers, the rapists, the drug dealers in Mexico are free to just walk across the border. Mexico's got a major drug problem. For 3 solid years since the government of Mexico has announced a fight on the drug cartels, they have literally been in a war in the city streets of all over Mexico. And murder is a daily a point of view. Ladies and gentlemen, not everybody in Mexico wants to come up to the United States. They've got enough crime up here, and they don't speak the language. And those that do, over 50% of them are rapists, murderers, thieves, and drug dealers. 50%. You get on the YouTube out there, and you type in YouTube, rape tree. Rape, R-A-P-E, tree. And you see these trees along the Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas border where these evil men smuggling women across the border rape these young girls because they haven't been able to have any with their girlfriend for a few days. One Mexican girl who came forth in Alamogordo, New Mexico, been raped 4 times by the Cacacho, I can't pronounce it, but these are the guys that control the people coming across. And she was a little concerned when she was in Mexico when these 4 men showed up to where she was meeting with other people that had paid $1,000. She got $1,000 from her sister working in Chicago in a hotel for her to pay for her fee to come across. And there were 45 women. 45 women. No men. She got a little concerned. And these four smugglers brought them across the border. And one of the smugglers pulled off 10 of the women and pulled them off to the side and said, we don't want to be caught altogether. And that those, she was part of that first group of 10 women. She later found out that they broke the group up into groups of 10, each one of these guys. But three groups of women, nothing happened to them other than several of them got caught. But the 10 women, the prettiest girls, were pulled off to the side and they were raped by these four guys and seven other men. These seven other men paid these four smugglers $20 a piece to have a pick and choose of which girl they wanted to rape. And the women were raped, according to this woman, 3 and 4 times. So you think that you want to open the borders and bring these hoodlums across here? That's as bad as having Dr. Michael Castle come down with 2 5-gallon buckets proving beyond a shadow of a doubt right there in front of you that his powder can absorb the oil spill, clean the water, and you turn around and you thumb your finger at him and say, nice idea, it's too costly. But nobody ever mentioned money. No. We got a problem in our world, Don, and it's called greed. It's called a narcissistic, stupid belief that there's somebody at the top that's got a printing press and nobody should be held responsible as long as they can print the money, much like the conqueror of Mexico in 1900, Pancho Villa, when he took over Mexico City and called the printer up and said, I need $10 million. And the Secretary of Treasurer for the Mexican government said, we haven't got any assets to demand the printing of that paper. And he shot him. He got in touch with the printer. The printer was shaking in his boots. And yeah, he printed up $10 million of Pancho Villa's money. And then he said, I need to be paid. Pancho Villa walked over and pulled out a stack of the money and handed it to the printer and says, you're paid. And I don't want that. I want the older stuff. That's what's happening right now today, ladies and gentlemen, when the CIA is printing U.S. counterfeit money and trading it on the black market out there for guns, drugs, and services. And how do I know it? Because the counterfeit money has showed up in banks here in Little Rock, Arkansas. It showed up at post offices in Battle Creek, Virginia, Los Angeles, California, Compton, California, post offices, brand new money. The CIA is sticking it in with the real stuff that belongs to the Federal Reserve because it's counterfeit money. For the money, the paper belongs to the Federal Reserve. We got a lot of solutions out there, ladies and gentlemen. We start at the very top, and that's to take care of the problem in the Gulf of Mexico. Two problems exist in the Gulf of Mexico. One is stopping the volcano of oil, or Earl. Two, the cleanup. We have a solution and a remedy with the cleanup, and we've had it for over 10 years. And stopping the volcano, if we don't stop the volcano, the earth crust is cracking. The flagpoles in cities up and down Arkansas, along the Mississippi River, in small towns, the flagpoles are shaking. The earthquake, it's not an earthquake. The ground is trembling. You just have to lean your head on the flagpole at the high school, the junior high school, the elementary school. And you feel the shake. And if the St. Madre fault goes off, if that St. Madre fault splits, you're looking at 200 to 400 mile wide Mississippi River, because the Hudson Bay and the Mississippi are concurrently connecting to the Gulf of Mexico. Dr. Michael Castle has a solution to clean it up. So what's wrong with sending a dollar to start this? What's wrong with standing up and saying to your own local people, here's a solution. Why aren't you talking about it? I heard an engineer talk on a radio show today that BP is getting anywhere from 700 to 800 solutions a day to stop the volcano. I repeat, and this is where I come in earlier, and I asked Don, are people listening? Are you listening? 700 to 800 solutions to stop the volcano? What about the cleanup? If we don't do the cleanup, I don't care if it's coming up right now. Let the engineers work on stopping it. Get off your posterior and take action. And do the cleanup now as we can. Yes. It's going to take 2 or 3 weeks, 4 weeks for them to build equipment to stop the volcano. But don't sit back on your posterior in your leather chair with your 7-course dinner, i.e. your hot dog and your 6-pack of Budweiser, and think that this nation is doing everything it can when the leaders of this nation are sending hundreds of millions of dollars to sound like a broken record. Every day, the United States of America is printing counterfeit money, counterfeit solutions to Africa, and sending those solutions over to Africa and the Middle East. Why are we giving money to Israel when they attacked us and murdered our sailors? These narcissistic Kazarians, they don't care about you, they don't care about your son or your daughter. People want to know why I get infuriated, why I get pissed off to the max, because I was in the war zone. Granted, ladies and gentlemen, I survived. And there are times that I say, you know, Trey Prather, God bless you wherever you are. Semper Fi, Trey Prather. You may have died, but you will live until I die, because you were an honorable Louisiana boy who believed in God and believed in truth, who believed in justice, who believed in his family, in his friends, and cared about strangers. And Lance Corporal Wilson, who just recently died in March of this year, Dustin, Semper Fi, my friend, Semper Fi, my fellow Marine. God bless you wherever you are. I guess that's a warning for me to shut up. The show's over with. I get on these rants, Don, and I can, man, I can just tear them up. I want to thank you for being on the show.
Well, I want to thank you for being on the show. Remember, this is my show. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's right. I'm not on my show. I'm on your show. See, I get lost out there.
Well, I
want those black bed jelly beans, and I want Dr. Michael Castle to let him know that you and I support him 100%. Send me a couple of gallons, and I'll go down there and throw it in Jingle's face.
Drew, I want to give out the address for anybody that wants to contribute to the...
I only take single women.
The fund.
And if when I get married, you got to be... You girls out there, he wants to give out my address, and we'll let you know something. Only single woman that's willing to have at least two children.
I thought you were taken.
I am. I was just teasing Yavina. She's sitting over here saying, where are we going to get this thing going? It's a private joke, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to give out the address for anybody that would like to contribute whatever they can, at least a dollar. There's some of you out there that can give more. I'm not going to tell you what to give, but this is to purchase the product for the manufacturer of the massive amounts of AmeriHaz that are necessary to clean up this mess. You can send your donation to Castle Concepts-AmeriHaz, and that's spelled AmeriHaz. And the address, 1933 East Dublin-Granville Road. There's no D in the word Granville. Granville Road, number 171. Columbus, Ohio, 43229. One more time, Castle Concepts-AmeriHaz, 1933 East Dublin Granville Road, number 171, Columbus, Ohio, 43229. And that is to get the product out there along the shorelines where we can begin a cleanup of this massive catastrophe. It's through action, folks, that we will do something. And just that small action on your part will help immensely. You don't have to be down there. That's not what we're asking people to do. We're just asking that you see that that small request can make a big difference, because there are over 300 million people in this country. And if we just get one-tenth of the population to respond, we can begin addressing this issue. This is going to take a lot more, but we are going to prove a point. That's how we move mountains. You got to first move the first grain of sand before the rest of the mountain will move. Drew Raines, I want to thank you for being on the show tonight. We're out of time. I want
to. Do you happen to have 3 seconds?
3 seconds? Well, I was going
to. 3 seconds. Yeah, 30 seconds. Larissa has something she'd like to play in the last 30 seconds.
Okay. Go ahead, Larissa. Go ahead, play it.
That's what we voted for. Obama! Obama!
Why are you here?
To get some money.
What kind of money?
Obama money.
Where's it coming from?
Obama.
And where did Obama get it?
I don't know. His fans. I don't know. I don't know where he got it from. But he's giving it to us to help us.
We love him.
That's why we voted for him. Obama!
Obama!
Ladies and gentlemen, from Sochi, Russia, my illustrious Larissa and the wife of Matthew Evans, a former United States Marine who helps me out on Wind Talkers Radio Network, who went into our archive and found Obama's stash to go along with Miss Stupid Pill from Florida you heard earlier. Thank you, Don. God bless. Semper Fi to all my Marines. And Dr. Castle, if you're listening, pick up the shovel. Let's go to work. Man, I'm ready to kick somebody's posterior.
Okay, Drew, thank you. We got to say goodnight. Folks, you've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. You can visit Drew Raine's website by going to amd.elequity.com. His show is called A Marine's Disquisition, and you can tune into that on Wind Talkers Radio Network around the world or on the Internet on blogtalkradio.com. Special thanks to those two networks for carrying this show. Also want to thank Seth Hendrick on the sound at BBS Radio, Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be scientist and inventor Jim Murray. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night. Yeah.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other